There's another song that we want to kind of close with today, and it's a song that's familiar, I think, with all of us. It's simply entitled, How Great Thou Art. Remain seated as we sing this song, and let the words of this song kind of just flood your soul, as Will talked about, and He Touched Me, and Fanny Crosby with the words. In the music business and in the radio business and so forth, did you ever have a jingle that sort of just stuck, even an advertisement, a jingle that just sort of sticks with you and you sing it, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. You know, one of those, remember that? Well, they call it an earworm. And our desire is today, when we leave this house of God, some of these songs, or maybe some other songs, have got into your earworm. And you'll leave here with a song in your heart. Might not be the ones who we sang. It might be ones that are familiar with you over the years. But let the music ministry bless your soul. So how did the song come about, How Great Thou Art? Well, traveled a long road before it became a favorite in the English hymnals. The original version was a poem that was written by a Swedish pastor, Reverend Carl Boberg, in 1886. Several years later, he was surprised and delighted to hear that his poem was being sung by a church congregation to the tune of an old Swedish folk melody. You know, years ago, I got one of the old hymnals over in my office that my sister found for me. There was no music in the old hymnals, just words. And there was only four or five tunes that they ever used to go along with all them words. But this version is somewhat different than the one that was popular today, because for the first time, this hymn reads, O mighty God, when I behold the wonder. So in 1950, the song was copyrighted and widely published in America, becoming more and more popular. You might remember George Beverly Shaw with the Billy Graham Gospel Choir, directed by Cliff Barrows. And they began to sing this song at virtually every crusade. How great thou art, soon became one of the most recognized songs around the world. It was also a popular song among artists, including Elvis Presley. A poll that was conducted by the Christian Herald magazine in 1974 named this song, How Great Thou Art, as the most popular hymn in America. Sit in your pews and let the Holy Spirit minister to you as we sing this closing song, How Great Thou Art.